here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of writer Nelson Algren, born in Detroit, 1909, went to the University of Illinois, drifted around the country during the 1930s, hopping freight trains, finally settled in Chicago, which he called the City on the Make. Nelson Algren said, "Loving Chicago is like loving a woman with a broken nose." Best known for his novel, The Man with a Golden Arm, came out in 1949, about a World War II veteran named Frankie Machine, who's hooked on morphine, the first serious novel about a drug addict in American literature. It's the birthday of Frederick Exley, born in Watertown, New York, 1929, wrote one great book, A Fan's Notes. He wrote the book as a memoir, but in those days memoirs didn't sell, so his publisher asked him to make it look more like a novel, but he still named the character Fred Exley. A critic described the Exley of the book as Huck Finn, gone alcoholic, but still lighting out for the territory. Russell Banks, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1940, author of Continental Drift, The Sweet Hereafter, and Cloud Splitter. Russell Banks, who said, "If I hadn't become a writer, I would have been stabbed to death in the parking lot outside a bar in Florida at 24 or something like that. I really believe that, actually. I think writing saved my life." And it was on this day in 1941 the novelist Virginia Woolf drowned herself in a river near her house in East Sussex. She suffered from depression, perhaps bipolar disorder. She'd often written about her own volatile mood swings. She seemed to think they were brought on by a sense that her writing simply was not good enough. She had been relatively healthy through most of the 1920s when she wrote Mrs. Dalloway and To the Lighthouse. But she struggled with her book, The Years, which came out in 1937, and her mood grew worse as World War II broke out in 1939. She and her husband moved to a country house in East Sussex when the Germans began to bomb London. But the German bombers flew right over the country house, and Virginia Woolf could look up from her garden and see the swastikas on the undersides of their wings. By March of 1941, she had fallen into a trough of despair, she wrote in her journal. She writes, "It's difficult, I find, to write. No audience, no private stimulus, only this outer roar." She wrote a letter to her husband saying that she was sure she was going mad again and that she would not recover and that she just couldn't fight it any longer. And she told him that she owed all of the happiness of her life to him. She said, "I don't think two people could have been happier than we have been." And on this day, in 1941, she walked a half mile to the River Ouse, and she put a heavy rock in the pocket of her fur coat, and she jumped into the water. The novelist Elizabeth Bowen had seen her just a month before and remembered Virginia Woolf kneeling on the floor, sitting back on her heels, throwing her head back, and laughing a hooting, choking, delightful laugh. Here's a poem for today by David Ray with an inscription from Chekhov, "A man wants nothing so badly as a gooseberry farm." The poem titled Coastal Farmlet. "I want a coastal farmlet. I desire it very much. I saw it advertised in the classifieds, and I presume that coastal means our land comes right down to the sea with the white caps lashing romantically, and farmlet means we can grow gnarled trees on our headland and let sheep roam. It is about cheap enough for us if we borrow, beg, and steal, pawn a few poems, also write a harlequin romance or two, and it's only 9,000 miles from the place we call home. There's not much of a hitch, except the immigration would not let us stay in the country to live in our farmlet, but still I want it and think we should go look at it. Right now, this moment, while tangy, sweet gooseberries glow." Coastal Farmlet, a poem by David Ray from his collection Music of Time, Selected and New Poems, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.